Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. As the last victim of the racist supermarket shooting in Buffalo, New York, was laid to rest this weekend, the nation now in mourning over the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. The president and first lady heading to Uvalde today to attend church services and to grieve with the community devastated by the murder of 19 children and two teachers. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on the all-too-familiar ritual.
It hasn't even been 2 weeks since the Bidens were in Buffalo, New York, meeting with family members and survivors of a hate-driven mass shooting there at a grocery store. Now they will try to offer comfort to families dealing with the unthinkable in Uvalde, says White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president and first lady believe it is important to show their support for the community during this devastating time and to be there for the families of the victims.
She says they will meet with community leaders, religious leaders, and families of the victims. It's not clear whether President Biden will reprise his calls for Congress to pass gun safety legislation during the visit. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Vice President Kamala Harris says assault-style weapons should not be in the hands of the public. She called for a ban on them when she spoke to reporters on the tarmac at Buffalo International Airport. She had just attended funeral services for Ruth Whitfield, the oldest of the 10 people killed at that grocery store in Buffalo. Following Whitfield's funeral, State Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes shared how the Buffalo shooting hit home for her. From member station WBFO, Emily Watkins reports.
State Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes knew and grew up with the Whitfields, going to AME, Zion Church. Peoples-Stokes also fought for the Tops Market to be built. She and Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown say that Tops has committed to reopening with major renovations, with hopes they'll happen by the end of June. The absence of the store has worsened an existing food desert.
I don't want people at 14208, which is where I live.
And where I live.
To wait for 4 months before there's a market.
Or a year or 2 years.
Yes.
After the 2019 El Paso Walmart mass shooting, it took a little over 3 months for their store to reopen. In El Paso and now in Buffalo, there are mixed feelings about reopening these stores after these racist attacks. For NPR News, I'm Emily Watkins in Buffalo.
Back in Houston, longtime National Rifle Association leader Wayne LaPierre has survived a no-confidence vote. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider.
Wayne LaPierre, the NRA's executive vice president and CEO, survived a vote of no confidence. That's despite accusations of financial mismanagement and abuse of the organization's funds. He also strongly encouraged members to get out and vote this November to help Republicans take back control of Congress.
Demonstrators have been sparring with counter-protesters outside the convention venue. And you're listening to NPR News. Red flag warnings for hot, windy weather that fans wildfires in effect this weekend in much of the southwestern United States. The warnings come as crews fight the nation's largest active wildfire. It's burning in northern New Mexico, east of Santa Fe, for the past 7 weeks. The first tropical storm of the 2022 hurricane season in the Pacific has formed off Mexico's southern coast. It's been named Agatha, and forecasters expect it to become a hurricane later today. Agatha could make landfall by Tuesday along the coast of the southern state of Oaxaca. A hurricane watch has been issued for parts of the coast. The National Hurricane Center is warning of flash flooding and mudslides. Hollywood summer blockbuster season has finally arrived, and Top Gun fans may break box office records as fans turn out for Tom Cruise's return to the skies. Here's NPR's Bob Mondello.
Predicting a holiday weekend's box office from just one day's take can be a risky business.
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
But Top Gun Maverick appears to be cruising to well over $140 million this holiday weekend, a number that would have prompted calls for a cocktail even before the pandemic. Hollywood has lately been including previews in opening numbers, meaning comparisons with earlier films can be night and day. Still, with more than $51 million already in the till, producers appear to have made all the right moves to rank Top Gun Maverick as at least the second highest Memorial Day opening in history and far and away Cruise's biggest opening ever. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.